Nation. And begin. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I don't know what the levels should be set at every fucking day. It's a mother fucking different thing. Would you believe that I was paid? I was actually paid as a session engineer at Westwood One in the early 80s. I was. I was the engineer on Dr. Demento on a show called Special Edition that was produced by Karen Martin, who's now a Facebook friend of mine, and she would probably laugh when I reminded her of the fact that she wanted to kill me half the time. I produced a bunch of short features like The Competitors, Coleman Country, and another one called The Playboy Advisor, which I also voiced, which that's pretty funny. But because I had such a sexy voice, right? Hi, this is The Playboy Advisor. And, you know, seriously, I did that for, if you could find any of those old Playboy Advisor shows, man, I would, well, I wouldn't say I'd pay money for them because I don't own them per se, but those was the days, Jack. Okay, so it's actually a pretty fucking good day out here at the beach today. It's been the shittiest summer, and summer, of course, is gone, so we're now upon one day away from October. Tomorrow's October. Today's October, if you're watching this today, which you're not. You're watching it today, which is Sunday. You're watching the NFL. Bengals win by 1 point. I just saw the Eagles lose. Are you kidding me? Defending Super Bowl champions. Are you shitting me? To Tennessee? And meanwhile, what I predicted and what I put money on, the New England Patriots beat the Dolphins at home. That's a no-brainer. All these assholes predicting the Dolphins were on a roll and going to beat the Patriots. Patriots 1-2. They were set to just destroy somebody. They were ready to just destroy someone. 1-2 with Bill Belichick as your head coach, and you're playing at home. You let the Dolphins fucking run you? I don't think so. No. As much as I love my Dolphins, man. Come on, let's get real. Let's get it real, baby. Meanwhile, the Bears just fucking kicked ass on Tampa Bay. Christ, they destroyed them at home. And who was I talking to yesterday? A friend of mine, she said she gambles and gambles a lot and doesn't gamble scientifically at all, just gambles on whether the guys are good looking or whether they have, you know, attractive team colors, shit like that. This is what she, you know. And she probably does as well as most gamblers, you know, most part-time gamblers. So that having been said, and me just messing. Test. Let me jack that up one more. I just jacked it up one. You know, it's no big thing. How you doing today, whoever you are, whatever character you are?
Well, I'm fine. I noticed that there are a number of different things look weird. That's the part that kills. Oh, God, look at how goddamn hot that shit is. Right on. Jack it down a little, Phil. That's my boy. How come you had it up so hot, Phil?
Probably changed it thinking I was on some other module.
Yeah, sure.
Let me just say this, and I, you know, but I've often said that the show that I do now makes me laugh more than the other. My old radio show was a, it was such a pressure show to do, because you had to come up with some brilliant premise every single day that got callers. So it was a high wire act, and there's no question that it was deserving of, you know, the praise it got. I'm not calling myself the greatest thing since sliced bread, which a lot of people did, you know. The word genius gets kicked around a little too much when it comes to Phil Hendry. Believe me when I tell you. But it was definitely a tough show to do, and it was a dangerous show because you didn't know what was going to win and what wasn't. And so because of that, I didn't really laugh at as much as I should have, I think, at every show that I listened to. But this show here, this little podcast they do, the other day I'm listening to the Friday show, and I have a thing... as you guys know, I have these sleep issues, and one of them is sleep paralysis, and I have another one that is related to narcolepsy. It's weird. You laugh so much or you feel any emotion so strongly, you lose muscular control and you literally can't move unless you get your mind out of what it is it's locked into that's making you laugh. And that happened to me on Friday when I was listening to, all it took was Larry's mom saying, I'm going to close it. All it took was Larry's mom saying, I'm going to close a car door on it. And Larry responding with, you're looking at my crotch when you say that? I mean, I had to do one of these things that I do when I get sleep paralysis, which is kind of just shake my head and just, come on, stop thinking about that, you know? And I did. I had to sit up, and I think I was laying in bed or some shit. So that's it. So I guess the answer is, do I enjoy my show? Yes, I do. Do other people on any given day? I know just enough people do to keep us employed here, which I'll be forever grateful for.
All right. Okay. So, Jesus Christ, what a weekend.
What a stressed out motherfucking country we live in, huh?
God damn it.
God damn every fucking day there's something around here, isn't there? Every goddamn day. This is exactly what it's like to live with, to be in love with, to have a family member who is psychopathic or narcissistic. Every day there's some fucking new drama. Because those kinds of people, they just aren't having a good day, man, if they aren't fucking with somebody's reality. Because it gives them control. Otherwise, they don't feel like they're in control. And when they don't feel like they're in control, they feel empty. And when they feel empty, more often than not, they wind up killing themselves. But they won't ever do that until they at least exercise some kind of control over people. I had no idea this country was so fucking, I don't know what you want to call it. I had no idea. I used to buy into the whole greatest country in the world bullshit. I used to buy into that all the time, man. Sure, of course we are. I mean, we may have fucked up president here, we have that, but this is the greatest country. I don't see it. I know a lot of men died, and a lot of people gave their lives. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, did they give their lives for something that was worthy? Because, you know, when this shit's going down now, it's this, the most despicable shit I've ever seen in my life. Having arguments over whether a guy sexually assaulted or raped a woman, whether that's even valid to discuss, when you're going to put this motherfucker in the highest court in the land, this guy's sitting there crying and whining about the fact that Hillary this and the 2016 election that. What the fuck kind of a man is that? What the fuck kind of a man is that? And this is a political hit job. If that guy didn't come directly from Clinton, or from, who's the asshole, Trump's office, then I'll tell you, man, that was right out of Trump's mouth. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is called pre-show. This is show prep. This is unedited. This is the part of the show that's unedited. This is what comes out of my subconscious, my conscious, and spills out. This is the part of what I do where I cannot give a shit what you think, because if I do, I am destroying any opportunity I have to do any kind of a good show. You can't consider the audience when you're planning what it is you're doing. You can't. Later on, you can edit. All of the shit I'm saying now, you're not going to hear this on the show. This is not going to be on the podcast. So what do you pay for when you buy a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and you have the pre-show? What you're paying for is you're looking at the pre-show show prep process, which is unedited, which is free-flowing, which goes all kinds of places. And if that offends you, that's like being offended by a mechanic who cleans his tools after he's done using them. By a mechanic who sets all of his tools in the right slots and does all the right, that's like being offended by that. That's like being offended, in other words, by the work, by the process that any workman, whatever he does, goes through to prepare. Well, it's not the same thing. Maybe it's not the, I mean, it's not the same job, is what you're saying. It ain't the same fucking job, but it's still the same thing in terms of preparing to do the job. And I don't know what to tell you, because I sure as shit can't do anything. I can't do it any other way. So who's the head coach of the Colts? Isn't this guy a former Patriot? This is Adam Vinatieri, most field goals in NFL history, 566. Who's the guy that is the head coach of the Colts? They offered the job to what's-his-ass, and they gave it instead to, I know, they gave it to the Eagles guy. They did. They gave it to the Eagles offensive coordinator. Those are two teams to watch, man. Two teams to watch would be the Lions, who have the former Pats defensive coordinator, right? Or offense, I can't remember, that dude Patricia. And then the Pats, and then the Colts, who have the Eagles former coordinator, whichever one he was. Those are two clubs to watch. Now look at what's coming up Thursday night, the Colts and the Patriots. Duh? Duh? How about that? I didn't even turn on those cameras. Oh. How about that? I didn't even turn on those cameras. Just had to check and see. Sounds good. So we're not overdriving, which is what we were doing there. we got into our mixer here, and we fixed it in the mix. Had to fix it in the mix over here at the TriCaster, otherwise it's jacked up, you know. Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, which I love to watch the NFL Network. They have a morning show called Good Morning Football. There's like four people, and there's way too much fucking adrenaline going on, man, for that hour of the day. Way, you know. Everybody's like, hey, it's another thing. And they're bopping around the studio. I like, for my morning entertainment, someone who is as cynical and, you know, droll, yes, but a little bit of cynicism. And I like the energy to be that of a guy who's getting his first cup of coffee after a night of drinking. You know, just let me tell you something. And yet the guy's got, like, just a rapid-fire wit. That's what I want. I don't want that other bullshit, you know. All right, man, so I'm digging this picture. It's good. It's all good. All right, so let me get over here to the thing.
Well, I don't know. It's, Don, I was supposed to do the Sunday cinema.
Sunday cinema?
Well, then why didn't I do it?
Because you can't say cinema. You say cinema.
Well, Phil, I don't think that that's a reason. You know, I'm a professional broadcaster, as you are. Or as you were.
Yeah.
And so I believe, and this is just me, Don Berman, I believe that I should be given the benefit of the doubt that I know how to pronounce things.
Yes, but if you don't, Don, if you call it cinema.
Whatever.
No, it ain't whatever, man. Saturday cinema.
All right. You got Dickman there, who I don't know how much you pay to. He's there every day. He carves the English language. If the English language were an infant, Dickman would have thrown it out of the car at 80 miles an hour miles ago. Phil, if the English language were a newborn baby, Dickman would rev it to 80 miles an hour and pitch the kid out of the car in the Mojave Desert miles ago.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, let me tell you what, man.
Don, you just went from sounding like a newsman to just some dude in a bar.
Got that right.
Tomorrow night I'm going to be, or tonight, depending on when you're hearing this or seeing this, I'm going to be hosting the LaSalle High School auction again at Glendora Country Club, because the San Gabriel Country Club is unavailable because, goddamned if they don't have some kind of a test 1, 2, 3, 4. They've got some kind of a problem with their greens. Some sort of a, grass is, they're like grass, vegetation like people. They get diseases, you know. And the putting greens at the San Gabriel Country Club have been infested with some kind of a fungus, which has rendered them for the next few months unplayable. And so the guys can't have their golf tournament there, which is they usually have the LaSalle High School, you know, charity golf tournament. They raise money for scholarships for the kids to go to LaSalle High School and eventually to go on to a 4-year. But they're going to have it at Glendora, which my understanding is a perfectly lovely golf country club, and it's not quite as formal as they say. So what that means is I can wear jeans. All right.
How you doing, Brad?
My old lady cat, man, she's just conked out again. I fed her and got her some water and petted her, and now she's down there just conked right out again. How do you spell nine? What game is this, man? Raiders and Browns? Oh, no, this is this afternoon. Who's playing right now? Do they still have, like, Sunday Night Football? Fuck, I don't know. I heard it. Ravens and Steelers. Second quarter, it is 14-3, Baltimore. Better get your shit together, Pittsburgh. This, I remember when the old AFC Central, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Houston, and they had wars. That was one hell of a division at one point, man. They would have these absolute fucking wars. God, did they hate each other's guts. Everybody hated each other's guts in that division. Cincy, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, you know. And Bum Phillips, famous, and he ought to know because he was the head coach of the Houston Oilers, would say, The road to the Super Bowl leads through Pittsburgh. Yeah, he was right. Houston never made the Super Bowl until they got to Tennessee. How about that? All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. How old is Ben Roethlisberger? Like 38 or something? 39? This fucking guy, Kanye West. Stupid as fuck.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. Well, I can tell you that I was listening to Mr. Kanye West, and I hope people won't take offense at this, but I'm one of these people. I was a little bit slow in coming around in my life and in my times, and I didn't have a whole lot of respect. You know, unfortunately, I didn't have a whole lot of respect for black folks.
You did not?
No, I did not, no.
Why not?
Well, I'm sorry. I know that Robert's black.
Yeah, I am, so why not?
Well, I wasn't raised well. I was raised to be prejudiced, but I've
so you've grown out of that.
Yeah, I have grown out of that. And what helped me was hearing what Kanye West had to say about Donald Trump. Kanye West.
So in other words, it took Kanye West, who's a sellout moron, but you like him.
Well, now hold on. You say he's a sellout. How's he a sellout? Well, I just now got the word on Kanye West, who is such a moron. He said he wants to abolish the 13th Amendment. That is the amendment that prohibits slavery. The brother has flipped his lid. Whew. I don't think there's ever finding the lid he just flipped. Are you bullshit?
He did too. If only China was as dumb as Kanye West, right? Trump could talk him into anything, man. Trump wanted to make a deal. He can't make a deal with Korea. Can't make a deal with China. Can't get his shit together on NAFTA. All of Europe hates his guts. But the guy he was able to sell? Kanye West. That's it, baby. Well, that's sad. All right, man.
Yeah, Phil, I just think, you know, every time I think about it, it drives me apeshit. You know,
what drives you apeshit, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm just thinking about Kanye West, and...
Kanye West drives you apeshit.
No, sir, I don't... What I'm saying is...
All right, so, that's groovy. That's groovy. That's groovy tooby. Tooby dooby. Ruby dooby dooby. Scooby dooby dooby.
Let me tell you something. You know, I never, and then I found out Kanye West, he's making some sense.
What makes sense about Kanye West? Because you don't like black people. Is that the thing?
No, sir, it's not, that's not it. But I always thought that black people were liberal. Most of them voted Democrat.
A lot of black folks do vote Democrat.
Well, there you go. So that tells me right there they're not too bright.
Nah, man, you ought to fix your throat, you know.
That tells me right there they're not too bright. That tells me right there they're not too bright.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2.
Yes, that's right, Phil. I think that Donald Trump is trying to play us all for chumps. If you're trying to get me to believe that Kanye West is on board with that sucker, forget it. Kanye West is a dumbass.
Is this the same Kanye West that said that George Bush hates black people? Remember that?
I think Kanye West trying to make up for saying that George Bush hates black people. I think he has been swimming in guilt.
Oh, come on.
No, why? What do you mean, oh, come on?
Well, that was after Katrina, wasn't it, Phil? Yeah, about 13 years ago now.
13? That ain't a long time, you know, overall in politics.
Oh, Phil, we had to go back home because we found Herb's brother. We found Herb's mom dead under a bunk bed.
Where's the fucking hospital effect that we had? That's interesting. We had a room. We had a. I thought we had a hospital room sound effect. Let me see. We got a lot of motorcycles. This is a riot. This one thing here. I hope that that is not real. I hope that's... The first one with kids going, ba, 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 that sounds like he's playing. Well, Jay's like...
That's right, Phil. I'm feeling pretty good, Phil. We had a little bit of a scare, but I'm all right. I'm in good hands right now.
What happened?
Well... What happened was we were doing Operation Peekaboo ICU, and a guy come up from behind me and he said, "Is this Peekaboo ICU?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "No, it isn't. I'm about to put you in it." And I shouldn't have said it, but I said, "What the F are you talking about?"
And Jay's like,
that's when the lights went out.
I forgot. I got it. What am I doing here, man? Where's the, there, okay.
Right, Phil. Well, it's kind of tough right now to try to tell you in words what is going on, but I just got my ass kicked pretty much. Yeah.
Peekaboo ICU. I see you. All right, I get it. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, am I the same girl? Oh, yes, I am. Hey there, Bray. How you doing, baby? All right, man. Let's get our shit together here. By the way, I didn't get a... let me see. Where the... got all this stuff. I got some tickets to see the Ducks. Got a million fucking messages from Ticketmaster now. I don't think I got anything from my brother here, Sammy. 9/24. No, dude, we're into the very first week of October. All right, let's see. I give up. There it is. That's called the nocturnal boogie. That's called the boogie of the undead. All right, so I'm ready to rock this thing.